70 years after independence, it sometimes feels as if Indians are still to develop a funny bone, especially when it comes to politicians. This is Sandeep Roy. In Mumbai, which is regularly flooded during monsoon rains, R.J. Malishka, a popular radio jockey, did a rap mocking the city's potholes and traffic jams.
Mumbai, tula BMC var bharosa nahi ka. Mumbai cha rasta madhe jhol jhol. Rastyanche khadde kase khol khol. Khaddyanche akar kase gol gol.
The youth wing of the local Shiv Sena party, founded ironically by a cartoonist, demanded the corporation file a $78 million defamation lawsuit. They said the municipal corporation was being unfairly maligned. A leader said the song has hurt the city's efforts at attracting foreign investment and global talent. In all this mudslinging, the potholes stayed as large as ever. At a time when there is a hue and cry about attacks on freedom of expression, comics have, to their surprise, found themselves on the front line of that battle. AIB, India's most famous English comedy group, found a police case slapped on it after it recently tweeted an image of the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi with a Snapchat dog filter. Someone took offense on Mr. Modi's behalf, calling it a cheap joke against the Prime Minister. At the Media Rumble conference in New Delhi, AIB's Ashish Shakya says he was a little surprised.
It's a cutesy filter that is used by kids all over. It's harmless. And it did come as a bit of a surprise to us when this happened.
AIB is no stranger to controversy. They have faced the heat for lampooning everything from government policy to Bollywood superstars. Shakya says there have been police cases before, quite a few of them.
You know, I honestly don't know. There's a number. I don't know the number, honestly.
But he says these are part of growing pains.
I suppose it's a consequence of just doing what we do and growing bigger and bigger. So you can't really complain about it because it's kind of like the weather. It just is, right? That's what happens when you grow bigger. People look up to you to take certain stands.
A stand-up comic will always step on someone's toes. Sometimes it's a mother-in-law, sometimes an ethnic group, sometimes it's politicians. In the Snapchat case, those who took offense insisted it was not about Mr. Modi. It was about the dignity of the office of the Prime Minister. Earlier this year, someone approached the High Court to ban a satirical book about Mr. Modi. He was rebuffed. Mr. Modi is not alone. Other politicians, including former prime ministers, have found themselves shown as the spitting image of roosters, snakes, and goats at the hands of cartoonists. But in the age of social media, these comic jabs can go viral in a way old print cartoons did not. The problem, says Anubhav Pal, one of India's best-known stand-up comics, is too much politics might not be good for comedy's own health.
In our country, I think comedy is always associated with a kind of freedom of speech. So we've taken the humor out of it.
He says if he could, he'd do no politics in his routine. But audiences love it.
I think Indian audiences live in the here and now. And here and now, in what is the front of our newspapers.
But with the government sensitive about its image, comics have to constantly figure out the shifting red line. A police case like the Snapchat filter might eventually get thrown out, but with each case, the red line also shifts just a little. It can get tiring, says Pal, for stand-up to be seen as the last stand in the fight for freedom of expression.
In no other country is what will you get in trouble for the first question in a comedy panel.
But the show must go on, says AIB's Shakya.
We are bigger than a Snapchat filter story.
He says the controversies make for good shouting matches on TV, but don't reflect the reality of their lives.
Honestly, 98% of our time we are free to do what we want. We're fine, we have an office of about 40 people. We're constantly churning out content. There's so much happening. We are very boring people off stage and off screen. We are sitting around mostly in our shorts, eating late night greasy Chinese food.
NAIB retweeted advice for the humor challenged. I think we need more satire and humor. Humor brings happiness in our lives. Humor is the best healer. The person who tweeted that originally? Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. But who knows if he gets the joke now? Comedy in India is no laughing matter these days.
Mumbai, tula BMC-var bharosa nahi ka.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Mumbai, tu maya sang gol bol. Mumbai, tula pausa-var bharosa nahi ka. Mumbai cha traffic kiti lam lam. Traffic madhe apan jam jam.